Pennsylvanians sentenced as adults to life in prison without parole can only be released if the governor commutes their sentences. For most of the past 25 years, that's happened no more than once annually. But Governor Tom Wolf has granted the relief 6 times within the last 8 months, and more may come after the Board of Pardons meets this week. 90.5 WESA's Anli Herring has more on this shift.
Four times a year, the State Pardons Board gives advocates 15 minutes to say why their clients deserve commutation. By that time, inmates have usually waited for about 3 years. The hearing is the last step before the 5-member board advises the governor on who to release early. Inmates themselves don't appear at the hearing, but Sam Barlow, whose sentence was commuted in April, says they speak with the board in a nearby state prison the day before. Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman is chair of the board, and he observed that Barlow had been in jail since before Fetterman was born.
I said, well, I don't know how old you are, but I've been in jail 50 years and 5 months. He said, unbelievable.
Barlow appeared shackled before the board, whose members include a victim representative, a corrections expert, a psychiatrist, and the state's attorney general. He told them he'd been incarcerated since taking part in a robbery where a man was killed. He didn't shoot the man, but drove his 2 accomplices to the scene of the crime. Cases like Barlow's have prompted Fetterman to push for more commutations.
And we as a society, I think, need to ask ourselves, how much is enough? Do you believe in perpetual punishment? Or do you believe in a second chance?
You know that's the way I like it. Especially on the home side. Oh, yeah.
Robert Weideman stands by as his girlfriend Vivian prepares a lunch of potatoes, bacon, and eggs at her apartment. Weideman got out of prison this summer after his sentence was commuted. He says he never had meals this good during his 43 years behind bars.
I got to keep looking around and saying that I'm actually here. I'm actually home.
In 1975, Weideman participated in a botched robbery in which a man was fatally shot.
A whole debt is the sin that might curse me forever.
Such remorse is crucial to earning commutation, but family members of Weideman's victims strongly opposed his release. The state's victim advocate, Jennifer Storm, says sometimes families feel that decades behind bars is long enough, but often they argue they were promised a life sentence.
And it's often coupled with comments like, you know, my loved one doesn't get a second chance. My brother, my sister, my husband, my wife, my child is not here today.
Those attitudes have prevailed for the past few decades, especially since 1994. That's when a man named Reginald McFadden killed 2 people and raped another after receiving commutation. At the time, lifers could get released with a simple majority vote from the Pardons Board. But federal Judge Mike Fisher, who then was a state senator, pushed to amend the state constitution to require the board's unanimous support.
And I thought that that was maybe something that would give the people of Pennsylvania assurance that only the right people would qualify for it.
Voters approved the amendment in 1997, and the odds have been stacked against inmates ever since. But Fetterman says he'd like to return to pre-80s levels, when an average of 20 to 30 sentences a year were commuted.
That's my goal, is that there is not one single deserving soul rotting away in Pennsylvania prison that we can do something about.
That could start this week, when the board hears 21 pleas for commutation. That's more than triple the number it had at its previous meeting. Anli Herring, 90.5 WESA News.